It's just about time for Play Ball here at Tokyo Dome this evening. Hello and welcome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We've got 2 minutes to game time with the Hiroshima Toyo Carp taking on the Tokyo Yomiuri Giants. Kudo will be on the mound for the Giants this evening. I'm still waiting for the starting lineups for both teams. But in the meantime, there are a number of things going on today. The most significant for many of you being Tuffy Rhodes headed back to the U.S. today. As many of you have already read, the Japanese press don't believe that the Giants are going to re-sign him after this season, the last of his two-year contract. There should be something in the U.S. press or the English-speaking press tomorrow regarding this. Hopefully they'll have a statement from Rhodes himself. Also going on is the high school tournament at Koshien. I haven't seen the final scores for that today, but they're in the quarterfinals. The Tokyo and Kanagawa teams have all been eliminated, so it's kind of nobody to root for here. But there are some very good teams playing at Koshien this year. And I'll give you a little bit of music and for a couple more minutes. It is 6 o'clock. We should be starting to play. But the ceremonial first pitch was just thrown out. And we are just about ready to go. Kudo's throwing his final warm-up pitches. Okay, that was the last of his warm-up pitches. Kudo has 209 wins to his belt in his career. And the first pitch by Kudo to the leadoff batter is a called strike one at the knees. 1 minute, 6:01 is the time. And this game is now underway. Kudo's second offering misses down low, ball one. Ogata is the batter, batting .315 on the season, 16 home runs, 47 RBIs. Kudo's third offering just misses outside. Ooh, that was a good pitch. Kudo trying to get the work the corners. The next offering by Kudo misses in the dirt at Ogata's feet. Ball three. One strike, three balls. Now to Ogata. And the fifth offering, in there for a called strike one, a big hanging curveball. That brings the count full. First batter, and we've already got a full count here this evening. And thank you, Brooks-san, for pointing out where the starting lineups are. Next pitch, swung on and fouled off and out of play to the right side, into the stands. Eto, in at first base this evening, gave a little chase. But that ball was well into the stands. Over the last five games, Ogata is batting .421 with a home run and three RBIs. And the next offering misses high and tight, ball four. So, Hiroshima has their leadoff man aboard here in the first inning. That brings up Yamasaki batting .231 with one home run and six RBIs on the season. He hasn't been used that much. He's 18 for 78 overall this season. He squares to bunt, showing bunt all the way. But Kudo throws over to first, and Ogata is just back in there. Yamamoto Kantoku was looking a little nervous there in the third base dugout. It is Eto at first base for the Giants this evening. First pitch is bunted up the third base side. Kudo fields the ball, throws to first in time, and the sacrifice is successful. And that'll bring up Shima Akagojira. Shima playing right field this evening, batting .277 on the year. Takes first pitch up and away for ball one. Next up is Arai, Hiroshima's number four batter. The second offering, a curveball, gets in there for a called strike one. That evens the count at 1-1. Shima, over the last five games, is batting .381, 8 for 21, one home run and three RBIs. Batting in the .270s over his career. The third offering misses low and away, ball two, one strike, two balls to count. The fourth pitch. That was a good pitch. I'm not exactly sure where the umpire thinks that one missed. It was kind of low on the outside part of the plate. Maybe it was called low. Against Kudo, Shima is 2-for-3 lifetime. The next offering, swung on a miss, strike two. And we have the second full count of the night. This is getting to be one of my pet peeves. I see an awful lot of full counts. Kudo, though, to give him credit, is doing it the hard way, getting behind in the count and then coming back to get strike two. So many times the pitchers get ahead in the count and then waste a bunch of pitches. Nonetheless, Shima grounds the ball to third base. Third baseman Kokubo fields the ball, looks the runner back, throws on to first for out number two. The That brings up number four batter, Adai. Adai batting 317 on the season. He's currently the home run king with 34 home runs in the Central League and 71 RBIs. First offering by Kudo misses low. Ball one. It seems to me that with as small a stadium as Hiroshima is, that they should have the home run king every year. But they like to build the team for speed. The next pitch is swung on, and one bounder over the head of Kokubo, but he jumps and fields the ball. So it doesn't quite go over his head. Throw on to first is in time, and the side is retired. So, we had a leadoff base on balls, but nothing to show for it. At the end of one half inning, the score is now 0-0. Welcome back to Tokyo Dome. I'm Michael Westby, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. Romano takes the mound for the Hiroshima Carp, and he'll be facing Shimizu, Yano, and Nioka, the top of the Giants order this evening. The first pitch by Romano is down the middle for a called strike one. The second offering swung on and grounded to third base. Third baseman up with the ball. Throw to first just in time. Shimizu got up the line quickly, but not quick enough. One down. And that brings up Yano, Giants right fielder. And one of several names that I'm not familiar with the Giants this year. The Giants have renewed their commitment to bringing up their young players. Yano's batting 321 on the season, 3 home runs, 9 RBIs, which is one reason why it's highly unlikely that Rhodes will be given a contract next game. First pitch called strike one down the middle by Romano. Second offering just misses outside. Ball one. Yano is 1-for-2 against Hiroshima on the season. Next offering, low and away. Good save by Kuda to keep the ball from going to the backstop. Over the last five games, Yano is 6 for 19, a .316 clip. No home runs, no RBIs. Next pitch just gets the outside corner for a called strike two. That evens the count at 2-2. The fifth offering misses down low, and we've got full count. The Shoba pitch swung on and fouled off up the right field line. Yano stands in. Shoba pitch again, swung on, pulled to the left side. Shortstop up with the ball, throws to first and gets Yano by two steps. Two away. That'll bring up Nioka. Nioka playing shortstop. Cleanup for the Giants tonight is Kokubo. Nioka's batting .284 on the season, 13 home runs, 41 RBIs. He's a little guy, but he's got a lot of power. First pitch misses outside, ball one. Next offering, swung on and fouled off to the right side, toward the first base dugout. Nioka's currently ranked second. Oh, is ranked second in batting average over the last five games. Batting .524 over the last five games. The next offering swung on and grounded to short. And this one isn't even close. The Giants are retired in order here in the first. So after one complete inning of play, we have no score. Welcome back to Tokyo Dome. We're going to the second inning for the Hiroshima Toyo Carp. It'll be numbers 5, 6, and 7. Maeda, Kurihara, and Franco. Kudo's first pitch to Maeda here in the second inning. Misses down low for ball one. Kudo's next offering. Maeda holds up on the low pitch. Ball two. The third offering, this one's just knee-high over the inside part of the plate for a called strike one. Big curveball by Kudo. The fourth offering, called strike two. This one looked a little low. Maeda thought so. And the 2-2 pitch misses low and away, ball three. This is the third batter. Kudo has gone full count two. Out of five batters. Kudo's thrown 21 pitches so far, 10 for strikes, 11 for balls. The next offering swung on and fouled off to the backstop. First time Maeda has swung the bat this at bat. Over the last five games, Maeda is batting 316, 6 for 19, no home runs and 2 RBIs. The Shobu pitch swung on and missed, strike three. Good pitch by Kudo. That'll bring up Kurihara, Hiroshima's first baseman. The first offering to Kurihara is swung on and hit deep to right field. Right fielder goes back at the wall, jumps, haita! Home run! Just into the first row of seats over the right field fence here at Tokyo Dome. And the Hiroshima Toyo Carp take a 1-0 lead. Kurihara walks in front of the third base bench, getting pounded on the head. By his teammates. That'll bring up Franco. Franco takes the first pitch from Kudo. A curveball down the middle for a called strike one. Kudo has the not-so-popular distinction of having given up the most home runs in the Central League, 22 so far this season. Next pitch to Franco, fouled off to the left side. Next pitch misses up and away. Ball one. The next offering swung on and grounded to the first base. Eto has the ball, takes it to the bag himself for out number two. That'll bring up Kuda. That brings up catcher Kuda. First pitch taken on the outside part of the plate for a called strike one. Kuda only batting 161 this season, one home run, 11 RBIs. Next pitch swung on and back to the backstop. Line drive right back to the backstop. Over the last five games, Kuda's 2-for-5, no home runs and 2 RBIs. The third offering swung on and lifted to center field. This ball bounces in front of the center fielder, base hit. So, Hiroshima has a 2-out base runner aboard, and that'll bring up pitcher Romano. Kudo has thrown to 8 batters so far, given up 2 hits, 1 home run, 1 walk, 1 strikeout, and 1 earned run. Romano is 2-for-9 this season for a .222 average. No home runs, 2 RBIs. Not bad for a pitcher. First pitch, and Romano tries to lay down a safety bunt, fouling the ball off to the right side. Kudo comes set with a runner on now. Next offering, down low but swung on and missed, strike two. Romano with a bit of a golf swing on that pitch. The third offering, and Romano tries to bunt the ball again, misses it, and it's strike three swinging. So, the Hiroshima Toyo Carp got a one-out base runner, or a two-out base runner, here in the top of the second, but have nothing to show for it. At the end of one and a half, we still have no score. Welcome back to Tokyo Dome. I'm Michael Westbury, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. I think I ended that inning by saying we had a scoreless ball game, but Kurihara hit a home run for Hiroshima, making it a 1-0 ball game, going to the bottom of the second inning. Leading off for the Giants will be numbers 4, 5, and 6 batters, Kokubo, Abe, and Nishi. Romano on the mound, first offering to Kokubo, up and in, but called strike one. I'm not really sure about this umpire's zone this evening. Next pitch, swung on and hit over the shortstop and into left field, base hit. Two-bounder to the left fielder. And Kokubo, leadoff batter, is on for the Giants. Here in the bottom of the second inning. That brings up Abe. Abe batting 318 on the season, 22 home runs, 64 RBIs. First pitch swung on and lined up the right side, but foul. Against Hiroshima, Abe is batting 431 with 5 home runs and 15 RBIs. That's 22 for 51. Next pitch misses inside, ball one. That evens the count at 1-1. Romano comes set. And the 1-1 pitch misses inside, ball two. This is the 15th meeting of the season between Hiroshima and Yomiuri. Yomiuri taking 9. Yomiuri taking 6 and losing 8 of those. Next pitch. Line deep to center field, but right to the right fielder. Right fly is out number one by Abe. We now have one out, runner at first base. Nishi coming up to the plate. Kokubo is at first base. Nishi at the plate. We have one down. We're in the bottom of the second inning. Hiroshima leading this one, 1-0. Thanks to Kurihara's solo home run in the second. First pitch called strike one at the knees. And down the middle of the plate. Nishi batting 316, no home runs and 15 and 5 RBIs over the last 5 games. 6 for 19. Second offering, swung on and lifted to the right side. Right fielder comes over and in foul territory makes the catch. Throws the ball back. As Kokubo tags. So Nishi fouls out to right field. That's the second out of the bottom of the second and brings up Eto, batting 179, just 12 for 67 in limited play. No home runs, 4 RBIs. He's still got one more home run to reach the 250 mark. He's been there all season. I'm sure that Eto has wanted to hit that plateau long ago, but he's had very little playing time. First pitch just misses outside. Ball one. This is only the sixth start for Eto this season. Next pitch misses low and away, ball two. Otherwise, he's just been used as a late inning substitute or pinch hitter. Over his career, he's batting 272, 1,475 hits, 349 home runs, and 966 RBIs. That's 349, not 249. The third offering, down the middle of the plate, taken for strike one. Giants have a runner at first, two down, Eto at the plate. Against Domino here in the bottom of the second inning, trailing 1-0. Next pitch called strike two. Romano up at the letters this time. Against Hiroshima, Eto's former team this season, Eto is 4-for-5, batting 800. This is probably why he's been put into this game. He's been tough against his former teammates. Next pitch, down the middle, swung on and lined toward the excite seats up the left field side. The excite seats are seats that are located just in front of the netting, which protects the general audience here at Tokyo Dome. Down on the field level. Next pitch swung on and lined over the second baseman into right field. Base hit! So Eto is now 5-for-6 against his former team this season. And that's the second base hit of the inning. Kokobo moving to second after leading the inning off with a base hit to left. That brings up Kamei, batting 069, 2-for-29, no home runs, 1 RBI. Playing center field. In place of Rhodes, who looks like he's out with an injury for the rest of the season. Kamei has yet to get a base hit here at Tokyo Dome in his first year here. Next pitch swung on and lifted to left center. Center fielder takes a few steps over, makes the catch for out number three. So the Giants get a couple of base runners, but have nothing to show for it. At the end of two complete, the Hiroshima Carp lead this one by a score of 1-0. Welcome back to Tokyo Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We've completed two innings here at Tokyo Dome. Hiroshima leading this one by a score of 1-0 on Kurihara's one-out solo home run in the second inning. For Hiroshima, it's the top of the order in Ogata at the plate here in the third. And he takes the first pitch inside for a called strike one. Batting .315 on the season. 16 home runs, 47 RBIs. Ogata walked his first at bat. Takes the next pitch inside, this time called ball one. That evens the count at 1-1. The next offering, umpire says he failed to check his swing on a ball in the dirt. That's strike two. Ogata stands back in. Kudo into the windup and the pitch. In the dirt, swung on a miss by Ogata. Ogata is appealing. I'm not exactly sure what he's appealing. I don't think he fouled the ball off. And if he did foul tip it, the ball went directly into Abe's glove. So, yes, it's a strikeout. That's the third strikeout for Kudo this evening. So that brings up Yamasaki, who takes the first pitch outside for ball one. Yamasaki sacrificed on the first pitch, his first at bat. Next pitch, swung on and fouled off to the left side. Toward the third base dugout. Yamasaki was batting .424 during the first half of the season. That dropping the second half. Next pitch called strike two on the outside corner. And that seems to be the story of the Hiroshima Carp year after year. They do well in the first half, poorly in the second half. Well, You can't really say they did well the first half this year. Next pitch fouled off to the right side and out of play. It just seems that Hiroshima is just a first-half team. They've just really struggled the second half. And they really need to build a team to fit their ballpark. Next pitch swung on and lifted to the right side. This one is in foul territory. Eto going over and makes the catch just on the other side of the first base coacher's box. So Yamasaki fouls out for out number two. That'll bring up Akagojira Shima, batting 276 on the season, 18 home runs, 53 RBIs. First pitch, swung on and fouled off to the right side, past the first base coach. 8 for 21, 381 pace over the last five games. The next offering misses outside. Ball one. Against Kudo this year, Shima is 2 for 4. Next pitch called strike two on the outside part of the plate. Shima grounded out to third, his first at bat this evening. Next pitch misses outside, ball two. That evens the count at 2-2. The next offering misses low and away, ball three. And we go full count again here at Tokyo Dome. This is the fourth full count by Kudo this evening. And the Shobu pitch swung on a miss. Strike three. So Kudo gets the carp out 1-2-3 for the first time this evening. And the Giants will be sending up Kudo, then back to the top of the order, Shimizu and Yano in the bottom of the third. At the end of 2.5, Hiroshima continues to lead this one by a score of 1-0. Welcome back to Tokyo Dome. I'm Michael Westbury, your host for ProYaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. The Giants send up pitcher Kudo to lead off the bottom of the third inning. batting 2-for-31 at 0.65 pace. Takes the first pitch high and away, and the second pitch on the outside corner for a called strike one. Nomano on the mound for Hiroshima this evening. The next offering misses outside, ball two. One strike, two balls to opposing pitcher Kudo. Next pitch, swung on and grounded to the left side. This is a tough play for the shortstop. Up, throws to first, and Kudo is called safe. Umpire says that the throw pulled the first baseman Kurihara off of the first base bag. Kudo being credited with an infield hit to short. I think Kurihara did pull off of first base. The throw was up the line toward the home plate side. Kurihara had to just leave the base for a second, and by the time he got back, falling down, Kudo had already crossed the first base bag safe. Kudo is probably the oldest pitcher on the Giants staff, but he really hustled up the line there. I give Kudo a lot of credit for hustling there. A lot of pitchers wouldn't even do that much. Nonetheless, that brings up Shimizu, top of the Giants' order. Shimizu fakes bunt, takes the ball for a called strike one. Shimizu is batting .327 against Hiroshima with one home run and four RBIs. That's 16-for-49. He grounded out to third, his first at-bat this evening. Second offering to Shimizu is inside, but swung on a miss, strike two. Shimizu trying to pull that ball. And still not get hit by it. In other games, the Yakult Swallows take a 5-1 lead. Next pitch, swung on, and this one's pulled up the first base line fair. Kudo round second, heads into third base. Rounds third, but stops there. And Shimizu comes up with a double to right, bringing Kudo around to third base. Shimizu, with two strikes and no balls on him, rips a double into the corner and right. That'll bring up right fielder Yano, with runners at second and third and nobody out for the Giants. Kudo is looking a bit winded there at third base. The first offering to Yano. First base umpire says he held up his swing on the high pitch, so it's ball one. Yano batting .318, three home runs, nine RBIs in limited playing time. Right field, normally the property of Takahashi. And he swings and lifts the ball to shallow center field. It's a long run for the center fielder. He comes in, and makes the catch. Good run by the center fielder to come in and make the catch. Kudo had actually gone part way because there was no way he would scored on a cut ball. That's the first out of the bottom of the third for the Giants. Runners still at second and third. And that'll bring up Nioka, who grounded out to the shortstop his first at bat. Batting 284, 13 home runs, 41 RBIs. Next pitch, swung on and missed. That's first offering to Nioka. Nioka failing to hold up on the high and tight pitch. 11 for 21, 524 pace over the last five games with a home run and RBI. Next pitch to Nioka, pulled up the third base line, but foul. Nioka in August is 24 for 58, a 414 pace, 5 home runs and 12 RBIs. Next pitch with the catcher up high is swung on and lifted to the right side. First baseman Kurihara comes in, catcher Kuda goes up the line, and it's Kuda who makes the catch in foul territory. For out number two. So, with nobody out, runners at second and third, the Giants come up blank with two batters, Yano and Nioka, both flying out. And that brings up Kokubo, runners still at second and third. Over at Jingu, the Yakult Swallows continue to hit Hiroshima hard, or Hanshin hard. Miyade driving in two more runs to take a 7-1 lead. Here at Tokyo Dome, Romano's first pitch to Kokubo is swung on and missed, strike one. Kokubo looking fooled on that one. Batting 254, 23 home runs, 62 RBIs. The next offering swung on and hit to center field. This ball lands in front of the center fielder. Base hit. Kokubo scores easily. Shimizu also scores from second, running with two out. And Kokubo turns this game around with a Gyakuten two-run single. A blooper to center field. So those two outs really enabled Shimizu to score from second on this little blooper to shallow center field. That'll bring up catcher Abe. Romano's first pitch to Abe catches the outside corner according to the umpire, for a called strike one. Kind of looked a bit more outside than that, but this umpire has, like I said, has a strange zone. It's like the outside corner is a ball, but outside of that is a strike. This one was far enough outside that the umpire couldn't mistake it as a ball, and the count goes to 1-1. Romano comes set, 1-1 pitch. Abe checks his swing and fouls this one off, trying to protect himself on the high and tight pitch. Two strikes, one ball, the count to Abe, and the pitch. Low and inside, but swung on a miss, strike three. That retires the Giants this inning, but not before. Kokobo bloops a little single into shallow center field, scoring two with two down. And at the end of three complete, the Giants take a 2-1 lead. Welcome back to Tokyo Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for ProYaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're going to the fourth inning. Hiroshima will send up numbers 4, 5, and 6 batters, Arai, Maeda, and Kurihara. Kurihara responsible for the lone Hiroshima run this game with a home run to the first row of seats over the right field fence. For the Giants, it was a blooper to center by Kokobo that scored two. Giants leading this one 2-1. The first pitch by Kudo to Arai is swung on a miss for strike one. Pitch down low. In other games, at Nagoya Dome, Yokohama and Chunichi are knotted at zero apiece after 3.5 innings. Arai swings at the next pitch, grounding the ball to the shortstop. Nioka up with the ball, throws to first in time, one away. As mentioned earlier, Yakult leads Hanshin 7-1. That after two complete now. Over in the Pacific League, Oryx take a 1-0 lead over Nippon Ham. Dalvish throwing for the Fighters, Yoshi for Oryx. So it's a veteran versus freshman. They're at Skymark Stadium in Kobe. Maeda up at bat for Hiroshima. Now he swings and grounds the ball to the left side. At first he thinks it's going foul. Then he sees that he needs to start running. Kokubo lets the ball roll all the way to third base, hoping that it goes foul. And it does at the very last second. Kokubo picking the ball up quickly. That ball had a lot of spin on it. It started off in foul territory. It jumped into fair territory. It rolled all the way up the line with the home plate umpire following it all the way to the third base bag before calling it foul just centimeters before running into the bag. The Giants got lucky on that one. Maeda looks like he might have chipped his bat. He's going back to exchange it real quick. Batting 315 on the season, 19 home runs, 62 RBIs. Maeda has always been a threat to win the batting title. I think he has one batting title, but he's always had injuries really ruining his chances year after year. He's been in this year, pretty much full season, I believe. Next pitch by Kudo. Misses in the dirt outside. Ball one. That evens the count at 1-1. Next offering bounces on the back of the plate and over Abe to the backstop. Ball two. Kudo so far this game has thrown to 13 batters, given up 2 hits, 1 home run, walked 1, and struck out 4. Thrown 54 pitches so far. We're here in the top of the 4th inning. Next pitch in the dirt again. This time outside. Abe exchanges the ball again. One strike, 3 balls, now the count. The next offering, late called strike 2 by the umpire, as Maeda started up the first base line after not hearing a call. It's that outside pitch which could be called either way by this umpire. So, full count. And the Shoba pitch is swung on and grounded to second base. Nishi up with the ball, throws to first for out number 2. That'll bring up first baseman Kurihara. Kurihara hitting a home run just over the right field fence. His first at bat. Solo home run for Hiroshima's lone run. The first offering to Shima. Called strike 1 up at the letters. Kurihara has 3 home runs over the last 5 games, 6 RBIs over that span. Next pitch up high, but swung on a miss, strike 2. The next offering misses high and outside, ball 1. Throwaway pitch. next offering inside was swung on and fouled off to the right side. Kudo's next offering swung on and lifted back. This one goes back and over the backstop. Out of play. We're in the top half of the fourth inning here at Tokyo Dome, if you're just joining us. The Giants lead this one by a score of 2-0 over the Hiroshima Carp, who are batting. Next pitch swung on and lifted deep to right field, but this one's not deep enough. Right fielder comes over near the line and in front of the warning track makes the catch for out number 3. So, the Carp go down in order for the second time in a row here in the fourth inning. And after 3.5 complete, the Giants lead this one by a score of 2-1. Welcome back to Tokyo Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. The Giants are leading this one by a score of 2-1, going to the bottom of the fourth inning. Meanwhile, over at Nagoya Dome, Chunichi threatened in the bottom of the fourth inning with runners at second and third, but came up empty. That one's scoreless after 4 complete. Back here at Tokyo Dome, Romano's first pitch to number 6 batter Nishi misses up and in for ball 1. The second offering, also inside, ball 2. Romano working the inside of the plate against Nishi, batting 288 on the season. Next pitch misses just a little low, ball 3. No strikes, 3 balls to count to Nishi. Next pitch, a complimentary called strike 1 inside by the umpire. 1 strike, 3 balls to count. Next pitch, this one misses too far inside, and Romano gives up his first base on balls of the evening, allowing the leadoff runner on for the Giants. Romano has 1 strikeout, 1 base on balls so far, has given up 5 hits, 3 of them in the third inning when the Giants scored 2. Nomino has thrown in five games, a 3-0 average, or 3-0. Let's try this again. 3 wins, no losses, no saves. Nomino throws over to first. Nishi back in head first. At the plate is Eto. Batting just 191 on the season. He did get a single his first at bat. First offering, called strike one at the knees. Fans holding up 350 signs in the outfield, as they have all season for Eto, who came into the season one short of 350 career home runs. Hasn't gotten much playing time. This is only his sixth start of the season. Next pitch misses outside, ball one. 1-1 the count to Eto. Another throw over to first. Nishi back in head first. Dusts himself off. Romano looks in for his sign. Another throw over to first, and ooh, that one was close. But Nishi back in there again. Yoshi is throwing a no-hitter at Skymark Stadium for the Oryx Buffaloes. Next pitch misses inside, ball two. One strike, two balls to count. That threw 4 innings at Skymark. Romano's fourth offering misses low and away, ball three. If Romano is going to play with the corners here this game, then he's going to have a really hard time with this umpire. This one was a ball. Don't get me wrong there. But he really needs to come over the plate with something. Next offering, misses low and away, ball four. And Romano walks 2 batters in a row to lead off the bottom of the fourth. That's not a good sign for Romano. Catcher Kuda goes out, gives him some words of encouragement. That brings up center fielder Kame. 2-for-30 on the season, an 0.67 average. Taking over in center field for the injured Rhodes, who returned to the U.S. today to have some therapy, sort of some treatment on his right shoulder. In the Eastern League, Kame has been hitting very well with 9 home runs. Still has no hits here at Tokyo Dome. Takes first pitch for a called strike one. Both of his hits so far this season have been on the road. Nomino's second offering, way up and away. Ball one. That evens the count at 1-1. Yakult scores again in the third inning, taking an 8-1 lead over Hanshin at Jingu. Next pitch, handcuffed line drive to the second baseman, who fields the ball, both runners going back to their respective bases immediately. It was a slow, slightly blooping line drive to the second baseman. Didn't have enough power on it as Kame was handcuffed. That's the first out of the inning, and that brings up Kudo. Kudo, his first at bat, grounded the ball to the hole on the left side of the infield. Shortstop came up with the ball, threw to first, and just slightly wide, pulling Kurihara off the bag. But Kudo very well ran up the first base line and beat the throw out. Well, a good throw may have had him. First pitch here, Kudo is sacrificing, bunts the ball foul up the third base side. But it was really Kudo's great effort at running that first time that had him safe. And he chugged on around the bases on Shimizu's double to right, getting to third before coming in to score. Next pitch misses inside, ball one, 1-1. And that was the start of the Giants' 2 runs in the third inning. Kudo's batting 075. Next pitch. Home plate umpire looks like he's saying it was low, but Kudo attempted the bunt. So it's strike two. Kudo, it looked like he wasn't paying attention to the third base coach, and so he's signed to the third base coach to go through the signs again. He needs to know if he's still bunting or not. He stands back into the batter's box, left-handed batter, and he's showing bunt all the way, so with 2 strikes and 1 ball. He's showing bunt. But Domino turns and fakes a throw to second, sending Nishi back. Nishi's on second base. Eto is on first. We had back-to-back base on balls to start off the inning. Kame lined out to the second baseman. Kudo shows bunt, pulls the bat back, swings and grounds the ball back to the pitcher. pitcher Romano throws to second for the force. The relay to first is not in time as Kudo again hustles up the first baseline. So it's a fielder's choice moving Nishi to third base. Kudo reaching first. So we have runners at the corners now with two out. And the top of the order is Shimizu up at the plate. Shimizu's batting .298, 9 home runs, 38 RBIs. He doubled in the third inning. Romano's first offering, swung on and missed. Strike one. Romano throwing on the outside part of the plate there. Against Hiroshima, Shimizu is 17 for 50, a 340 pace, with one home run and four RBIs. Romano taking its time. Comes set. Next pitch. Down the middle. Swung on and missed. Strike two. Shimizu swinging over this one. Change up. Had Shimizu fooled. Romano's pitches are a straight, sinker, cutter, changeup, and slider. With the catcher Kuda standing up, putting the target high. Romano throws up high. Shimizu taking this time. Ball one. Two strikes, one ball. Now the count. With the waste pitch there. Romano is in his first year with Hiroshima. Next offering, swung on and lifted to left field. This one with three fielders coming over, and it's Maeda calling for the ball and making the catch on the run in left center field. And that ends the inning. So the Giants again had two base runners, lead off pair of base on balls, but come up empty here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Still, after four complete, the Giants continue to lead this one by a score of 2-1. Welcome back to Tokyo Dome. I'm Michael Westby, your host for ProYaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. The Giants lead this one by a score of 2-1 after four complete. Hiroshima, in the top of the fifth inning, are going to be sending up the bottom of their order in Franco, Kuda, and Romano. Over at Skymark Stadium, the Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters have broken up the no-hitter by Yoshi, scoring one in the top of the fifth inning. That ball game is now tied 1-1. Darvish throwing for the Fighters, Yoshi for the Oryx Buffaloes. I still have a hard time saying that. Oryx Buffaloes. In other games, after 4.5, Yokohama and Chunichi are still tied at 0-0 at Nagoya Dome. At Jingu, Yakult Swallows continue to lead Hanshin by a score of 8-1 after 3.5 innings. And here at Tokyo Dome, the Giants lead the Hiroshima Carp by a score of 2-1. Clock comes past 7:30. We started this one 1 minute late, 6:01. Franco comes up, and the first pitch to Franco is swung on and lined into left field. One bound, two bound, base hit. Shimizu up with the ball, throws it back. Franco had rounded first, but heads back with a line drive single on the first pitch of the fifth to left field. That'll bring up catcher Kuda with a runner at first base and nobody out here in the top of the fifth inning. Kudo's first offering to Kuda misses down at his feet for ball one. Kuda, right-handed batter. Only one Pacific League game this evening. The Fighters and Buffaloes. Next pitch by Kuda in the dirt. Abe exchanged balls again. Is Kuda having trouble reaching the plate now? Well, he has gotten a few people to swing at those. Throw over to first base. Franco dives back. He really wasn't that far off. Kuda is 2-for-5 over the last five games. 400 pace, which is way above his seasonal average. Another throw over to first. Franco back. Kuda Kudo comes set. And the next pitch misses inside and low, ball three. No strikes, three balls to count to Kuda, who is 2-for-3 against Kudo. Next pitch called strike one. One strike, three balls to count. Kudo comes set. And the pitch swung on and grounded through the left side into left field for a base hit. So Kuda can't bat over 200 for the season, has two base hits tonight off of Kudo. Franco advances to second on the base hit to left. So the Carp have runners at first and second, nobody out here in the top of the fifth inning. A short powwow on the mound with all of the infielders on how to play Romano. Romano most likely up there to sacrifice the pitcher. Fielders at the corners come in. Romano is 2-for-10 on the season, 200 pace. He struck out swinging his first at bat. He squares and Kudo fakes the throw to second, sending Franco back. Nioka playing just behind Franco. Put a little pressure on him. The first offering called strike one on the outside corner as Romano pulls his bat back. His first at bat, Romano, with two strikes on him, attempted to put down a safety bunt. I didn't quite understand what that was about. The second pitch, this one bunted to on the left side, but foul. Strike two. Yamamoto sends out a sign from the third base dugout. That'll be relayed to Romano. With the pitcher, they'll probably accept a foul third bunt over a grounding into a double play. Yep, he squares to bunt and bunts this one foul. So that goes down as a strikeout. And that's the first out of the inning. And it brings up Ogata. Ogata led off the game with a base on balls and struck out swinging his second at bat, batting 314 now on the season. 16 home runs, 47 RBIs. The first offering to Ogata swung on and fouled off to the right side and out of play. Ogata, Hiroshima veteran. He's been with the team a very long time. It's just been injuries that have kept him out of the lineup year after year. Second offering called strike two on the outside part of the plate. Good pitch by Kudo there. Ogata, 8 for 19, 421 pace over the last five games. Third offering, misses outside, ball one. Two strikes, one ball, the count. Giants lead this one by a score of 2-1. Hiroshima trying to come back here in the fifth inning. Runners at first and second, one out. A throw to second. Franco in there. Head first. Called safe. Ogata is in his 19th year. All of it with Hiroshima. Next offering, swung on and grounded to the third baseman. Kokobo fields the ball, touches third for one. The relay to first is not in time. Kind of a difficult double play to make by Kokobo. And he doesn't make it. So Ogata reaches on the fielder's choice. That cuts down Franco. And we have two down, runners at first and second still. And Yamasaki at the plate. Yamasaki swinging at the first pitch, lifting the ball to the right side. Nishi goes out, right fielder comes in, and it's Nishi who makes the catch in shallow right field for out number three. So Hiroshima threatens here in the fifth inning, but come up empty. And at the end of four and a half, continue to trail the Giants 1-2. Welcome back to Tokyo Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for ProYaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're going to the bottom of the fifth inning. Giants will be sending up numbers 2, 3, and 4 batters, Yano, Nioka, and Kokobo. In other games, Yakult Swallows continue to lead the Hanshin Tigers after 4.5. 8-1 at Jingu. Over at Nagoya Dome, Chunichi and Yokohama are scoreless after 5.5. And at Skymark Stadium in Kobe, the Oryx Buffaloes retake the lead 2-1 over the Nippon Ham Fighters. Meanwhile, back at Tokyo Dome, Yano takes first pitch for a called strike one from Romano. Second offering in the dirt. Kuda brushes the ball off on his pants and then gives it to the umpire. That evens the count at 1-1. Next offering, misses low and away, ball two. The fourth pitch swung on and grounded down past the third base coach, evening the count at 2-2. Next pitch, a broken bat, ground ball to the shortstop. The ball gets to shortstop before the bat does. And Yano is thrown out at first base for the first out of the inning. That's Yamasaki, the shortstop for Hiroshima. First offering to Nioka, giant shortstop, is called strike one down the middle. Nomino's second offering, up at the letters, but called strike two. So Nomino gets two quick strikes on Nioka. Romano shakes off a sign, has the one he wants, and the third offering, a good pitch, swung on and lifted to right field. Right fielder Shima goes back a couple of steps and toward the line to make the catch for out number two. That'll bring up number four batting, Kokubo. Kokubo, formerly of the Fukuoka Daiei Hawks. He was home run king one year with Daiei. And he's swinging at the first pitch, lining the ball deep to center field. Center fielder goes back and then stops just in front of the wall as he reaches the warning track. The ball one bounds the fence. Throwback is not in time to get Kokubo sliding into second with a double. Center fielder Ogata looked like he panicked there at the last second as he hit the warning track. Running back looking at the ball. The ball bounced just in front of the center field wall and then over Ogata's head. So the Giants have a two out double. And that's Kokubo's third hit on the night, Modasho. Abe takes first pitch low, ball one. Abe has flown out to right and struck out so far this evening. Second offering, ball curves right in there for a called strike one. 1-1 the count. Abe gets tired of waiting and calls time and steps out. Nomino taking a very long time here. Abe this season against Hiroshima is batting up in the 400s. The 1-1 pitch lifted to center field. Ogata comes in. Pauses, makes the catch, and the side is retired. So, Kokubo gets his third hit in three at-bats this evening, a two-out double, but the Giants come up empty again here in the fifth inning. At the end of five complete, the Giants continue to lead this one by a score of 2-1. Welcome back to Tokyo Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for ProYaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're going to the sixth inning. Giants leading the Hiroshima Carp by a score of 2-1. Hiroshima batting. They'll be sending up numbers 3, 4, and 5, Shima, Arai, and Maeda. Yakult has scored two more and now lead the Hanshin Tigers by a score of 10-1. The first pitch to Shima this inning by Kudo is called strike one on the outside corner. Mm. next pitch in the dirt bounces before it reaches the plate. Ball one. That evens the count at 1-1. At Nagoya Dome, Yokohama and Chunichi are still scoreless after six complete. Next pitch, Shima reaches for it, can't get it. Strike two. The fourth pitch swung on and fouled off and out of play to the left side. Count remains two strikes, one ball. Kudo has really settled down after the second inning. Next pitch swung on, fouled off to the left side and out of play. The next pitch swung on and lined up the right field line. Foul. That's three foul balls in a row. Kudo has thrown 83 pitches so far this evening. 84th pitch misses inside for ball two. That evens the count at 2-2. Next pitch swung on and fouled off again to the left side and out of play. The ninth offering to Shima by Kudo, this at bat. Swung on a miss, strike three. It took nine pitches, but Kudo finally got Shima swinging out for out number one. That'll bring up third baseman Arai. The first offering misses way outside, ball one. Arai batting 315. He's grounded out to third and short so far this game. The second offering swung on and grounded through the left side past a diving Nioka and into left field. Base hit. So that brings Maeda up with a runner at first and one out. Hiroshima trailing by one, score of 1-2. Here in the top of the sixth inning. The tying run is at first base in Arai now. Arai. Not to be confused with Edai. Maeda at the plate. Maeda takes first pitch low and away for ball one. Maeda batting 260, one home run, seven RBIs. Through the month of July. For August, he's batting 304, two home runs and 12 RBIs. greatly upping his July stats. The next offering swung on and lifted deep to right field. Right fielder goes back to the warning track, comes in a few steps, and makes the catch for out number two. So Maeda flies out to right. That'll bring up Kurihara, the Carp first baseman who homered his first at bat, accounting for the lone Hiroshima run this game. Kudo has thrown 90 pitches so far now, 61 for strikes, 29 for balls. The first offering to Kurihara misses low and away, ball one. Earlier in the game, about the second or third inning, Kudo actually had more balls than strikes thrown. So Kudo has really settled in. Throw over to first. Adai is back standing up. The next offering, in the dirt, Kurihara checks his swing. It doesn't look like they're going to appeal. Kurihara has three home runs over the last five games, including one in the second inning this evening. 10 for 22 over that span, .455 average. He's homered and flown out to right so far this game. Throw over to first, and Adai is running. The throw to second base, and Nishi just waits there for Adai to slide into the tag. Adai picked off. So, at the end of 5.5, the Giants continue to lead this one by a score of 2-1. Welcome back to Tokyo Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. The Giants are sending up numbers 6, 7, and 8 batters, Nishi, Eto, and Kamei. Romano still on the mound for Hiroshima. His first offering to Nishi is swung on and lined up the third base line, but foul. That was Romano's 80th pitch of the game, 54 for strikes, 26 for balls. And the next pitch is his 27th ball, missing inside. Evening the count at 1-1. The 1-1 pitch swung on and fouled off and out of play to the right side. Romano working fast with nobody on, but he really slows down once a runner gets on. The next offering misses outside, right to where Kudo was set up for the ball. That evens the count at 2-2. The 2-2 pitch in the dirt, ball 3. The count goes full. Nomino has a sign into the windup, and the Shobu pitch swung on and fouled off to the left side toward the third base dugout. Nomino says that he likes throwing air at Tokyo Dome. Next pitch, up high, but swung on and missed. Strike 3. That's the first out of the bottom of the 6th inning. They've finished 7 at Nagoya Dome. Yokohama and Chunichi still knotted at zeros. Eto comes to bat for the Giants, former Hiroshima Carp. He's got a hit and a base on balls so far tonight. He's swinging at the first pitch, fouling this one off to the right side toward the first base dugout. Eto, when he was younger, was one of my picks as somebody who could definitely make it in the majors. Then, in about 1994 or 95, next pitch called strike two down the middle, two strikes, no balls. He got hit with a bad hop grounder at third base, and he really lost a great deal of his confidence there. Next pitch misses inside. Ball 1. 2 strikes, 1 ball to count. The bad hop grounder had actually broken his cheekbone, and he missed a great deal of the remainder of the season. Next pitch lifted high to the left side. Shortstop comes in. Halfway to the pitcher's mound. Makes a catch for out number 2. That'll bring up center fielder Kamei. Name literally meaning tortoise well. Kamei has flown out to center and grounded out to the second baseman, and here he grounds the ball up the middle, and this ball is going through into center field for a base hit. Kamei gets his first base hit here at Tokyo Dome, his third base hit of the season. Been struggling a bit since coming up, producing very well at Nigun all season. brought up and is taking the place of Rhodes in center field. That brings up pitcher Kudo. How old is Kudo now? 42, 43? Takes first pitch outside for ball one. The second offering, swung on a miss. Strike one. That was a good cut for Kudo. The ball was just a bit outside. He reached for it a little bit, but it didn't take away anything with his swing. He had good bat speed. The next offering misses low and away. Ball two. And this is a pitcher who came to the Giants from the Pacific League. As a second-time free agent. He's been around a long time. The fourth offering also misses outside. Ball three. One strike, three balls to the opposing pitcher. Kudo did get an infield hit, his first at bat, legging it out. Came around to score that time, and he reached on a fielder's choice his second at bat. The fifth offering swung on and poked to the left side. Three fielders give chase. Shortstop, third baseman, and left fielder. But this ball goes foul. That brings the count full. Nippon Ham comes back with two runs in the sixth inning, turning the game around at Skymark Stadium to take a 3-2 lead over Oryx. Nippon Ham still bats in the sixth inning. Next pitch swung on and hit deep to left field. Left fielder Maeda goes back and catches the ball at the warning track. Kudo gave that ball a ride, but well within Maeda's reach. And that retires a side for the Giants. So Kamei gets his first Tokyo Dome base hit, but is stranded at first base. At the end of six complete, the Giants continue to lead this one by a score of 2-1. Welcome back to Tokyo Dome. I'm Mike Westbay, your host for ProYaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. For Hiroshima, it'll be numbers 6, 7, and 8 batters. Kurihara, Franco, and Kuda. Kurihara was stranded at the plate when Arai was picked off of first base to end the sixth inning. So his no-strike two-ball count is no longer valid. The Giants lead this one by a score of 2-1 after six complete. Hiroshima Carp batting here in the top of the seventh inning. Kudo has finished his warm-up pitches. He's thrown, 92 pitches so far this game. The first pitch for this inning to Kurihara misses high and away, ball one. Next offering, that one's in there for called strike one. After 5.5 at Jingu, Yakult leads the Hanshin Tigers by a score of 10-1. Next pitch swung on and fouled off to the right side by Kurihara. The Yokohama Bay Stars are scoreless in the eighth. After 7.5, it's a scoreless tie at Nagoya Dome. Next pitch swung on and fouled off. Back to the backstop. Count remains 2-1 to Kurihara. And at Skymark Stadium in Kobe, the Nippon Ham Fighters lead the Oryx Buffaloes by a score of 3-2. Next pitch swung on and grounded to the right side. Nishi up with the ball in deep second, throws to first in time for out number one. That'll bring up Franco. In 539 career games, Kudo is 209 and 125 with 3 saves. First offering to Franco, down low. Ball one. That was Kudo's 98th pitch of the game, approaching 100. Number 99 fouled off to the left side, past the third base coach, and it just keeps on going. Kudo into the windup, and the 100th pitch. Swung on and fouled off to the right-hand side for the second strike to Franco. 2-1 now the count. The next pitch, kind of high and tight, swung on and fouled back to the backstop. Franco just got a piece of that one. next offering swung on, fouled back to the backstop. Again. Two strikes, one ball remains the count. The two-strike, one-ball count, swung on and grounded to the left side. Nioka comes in, fields the ball, throws to first in time for out number two. That'll bring up catcher Kuda. Pitcher Domino is on deck. First pitch catches the inside corner for a called strike one. Kuda has two hits so far, single to center and a single to left. This game, looking for Modasho. Next offering, swung on and fouled off to the left side, toward the third base dugout. The next offering misses high and away. Ball one. Two strikes, one ball, now the count. The next offering swung on and fouled off of Abe. Abe looks hurt. Abe fell down, kind of fell forward after getting line drive right off of the bottom part of his mask. Looked like he might have gotten the wind knocked out of him. But he is okay now. Takes his spot. And the next pitch just misses inside. As I said earlier, this umpire could have called that one either way. He has been calling it either way all night. Next pitch misses away. Ball three. That brings the count full. Shobu pitch swung on and fouled back to the backstop. Kind of a high pitch there. Battled off by Kuda. Next offering, line just foul up the left field line. The Shobu pitch misses low and in, ball four. So with two outs, Kudo walks the number eight batter, and that'll bring up the pitcher's spot. This really helps Hiroshima in that they can send up a pinch hitter for their pitcher now instead of having to do it later, as Romano has reached 97 pitches on the game. So Romano is finished for the night, having given up two runs. Currently the pitcher of record on the losing side, but hoping to get something going here with two down. Maybe come out of this as the pitcher of record on the winning side. Up to bat is Fukui. Batting 284, one home run, five RBIs. Takes the next pitch for inside for ball one. Did I say the first pitch was fouled off for strike one? The 1-1 offering misses inside ball two. Chunichi fails to score in the eighth inning. That one still knotted at zeros. After eight complete at Nagoya Dome, Chunichi in Yokohama. Fourth offering swung on and missed by Fukui. 2-2. Kudo's 117th pitch of the evening swung on and fouled off and out of play. To the right side of the backstop. Versus the Giants, Fukui is 7 for 16, 438 pace. Throw over to first base. Kuda is back standing up. The next offering swung on and fouled off of Fukui's foot. He's got a shin guard on his left foot, the front one, but it looks like it hit beside the shin guard. Ooh, no, it actually did hit the shin guard, but he still went down in pain. Not that the shin guard really helped there. I think he's still going to get a bruise after that one. The 2-2 pitch swung on, grounded to the left side. Nioka up with the ball, throws to first in time. And this side is retired. So Hiroshima comes up with a two-out walk. but Strand could have first base at the end of 6.5, going to the Giants' lucky 7. The Giants lead this one by a score of 2-1. Welcome back to Tokyo Dome. We're going to the Giants' lucky 7, leading this one by a score of 2-1. For Hiroshima, we've got a new pitcher, but before we get to that, I'd like to say that the Yokohama Bay Stars have finally broken the game open at Nagoya Dome, scoring a single run in the top of the ninth inning, where they're still batting. Here at Tokyo Dome, it's Satake in to pitch. His first pitch misses low and away, as does his second to leadoff batter Shimizu. No strikes, 2 balls, the count. And the third offering, Shimizu backing out of it. The ball curves in there for a called strike one. Shimizu thought it was going to hit him. The fourth offering catches the outside corner for a called strike two. That evens the count at 2-2. And the 2-2 pitch. Ooh, just misses outside. Third base umpire says Shimizu held up. So that brings the count full. Satake comes set, and the pitch swung on and fouled off and out of play to the left side. Hanshin has managed to come up with a run, now trailing 10-2. At Jingu Stadium in the seventh inning. Next pitch called strike three by the home plate umpire. Shimizu doesn't agree with the call, but heads back to the first base dugout. Ball catches the outside part of the plate. News on Tuffy Rhodes, they were showing him at the airport, leaving from Narita. Tuffy says that he's going back to Texas for some therapy on his shoulder. And that's the only comment that he apparently made to the press as he was leaving. After striking out Shimizu, Satake is done. And we're going to have another pitcher for Hiroshima. At Nagoya Dome, the Bay Stars threatened to score some more in the ninth inning, but Taneda flew out with runners at second and third to end the inning there. Going to the bottom of the ninth inning at Nagoya Dome, the Bay Stars lead 1-0. Here at Tokyo Dome, scoring for Hiroshima all happened in the second inning on Kurihara's solo home run to the first row of seats in right field. For the Giants, it was the third inning. Kudo led off the inning, beating out a ground ball to the hole at shortstop. The first baseman was pulled away from the bag, which helped contribute to it, but Kudo really hustled up the line for the infield single. Shimizu followed that with a double into the right field corner, putting runners at second and third with nobody out. After Yano flew out to center and Nioka fouled out to first, to the catcher, Kokubo came through with a blooper to shallow center field to drive in two, and that's been the difference in the game. Tanaka takes the mound for Hiroshima, and his first pitch to Yano is in there for a called strike one. Second pitch, a slow hanging curveball, called strike two. Tanaka's third offering to Yano misses outside, ball one. A throwaway pitch. Yano's batting .313 on the season, 3 home runs, 9 RBIs. Next offering swung on and lifted to left field. Maeda started back, but then comes in. Makes the catch for out number two. That'll bring up shortstop Nioka. Nioka also has surprising power for such a little guy. The first offering, curveball down the middle for a called strike one. The second pitch, a half swing. Pitcher Tanaka fields the ball, running toward first base and continues on to first base to step on the bag ahead of Nioka for out number three. So if you're scoring at home, that's a 1-1 for the third out of the inning. And the Giants go down in order in their lucky seven. So, after seven complete, the Giants continue to lead Hiroshima 2-1 with the top of the Hiroshima order to come up. Ogata, Yamasaki, and Shima. We're going over live to Nagoya Dome real quick. Kroon on the mound, closing for Yokohama. Runner at first base with Watanabe at the plate. And the throw to second is in time for the second out of the inning. Watanabe now at the plate with two down. Dragons down to their last out. And Kroon throwing smoke. Watanabe pinch hitting for Chunichi. Down to their last out. Kroon. Next offering, swung on and missed, strike three, and the Yokohama Bay Stars defeat the Chunichi Dragons by a score of 1-0 at Nagoya Dome this evening. To be the first game completed tonight. Although one could say that the Yakult Hiroshima game, or Yakult Hanshin game rather, was over after about the third inning. And Yakult scores again in the seventh inning, now leading by a score of 11-2. So we've got one game done. Yokohama defeated Chunichi 1-0. Brilliant pitcher's duel there. Kubo takes over on the mound for the Giants. And his first pitch to Ogata is called strike one. Second offering misses outside. That evens the count at 1-1. Third pitch lifted to deep center field, but not deep enough. Center fielder Kamei takes a step over to his right, makes the catch for out number one. That'll bring up shortstop Yamasaki. Kubo on the mound for the Giants now. Second pitcher of the evening for Yomiuri. Kudo really pitched a great seven innings, giving up just one run, the home run to Kurihara. And he's been very stable after the second inning. Kubo's first offering to pinch hitter Asai. Pinch hitting for Yamasaki. Misses low and inside for ball one. Actually, the umpire called that strike one. And the next pitch swung on, fouled a dribbler up the third baseline. Foul ball. Two strikes, no balls to count. Third offering, misses outside, ball one. Two strikes, one ball. The next offering swung on and fouled off the home plate umpire. The ball hit the ground first, so it didn't hit the umpire directly, as the foul ball off of Abe did earlier. Next pitch misses outside. Ball two. Two and two now the count. The sixth pitch swung on and missed. Strike three. Asai looked fooled there. Swinging well above the ball. Kubo has a slider, a curve, sinker, fork, changeup, cut ball, and straight. That's his pitching itinerary. And up comes Shima, who has grounded out to third and struck out twice. First pitch misses low for ball one. And the second pitch misses outside, ball two. Kubo's third offering. That one's in there at the knees. Swung on a miss. Strike one. Shima with a full swing there. Coming up empty. Kubo has appeared in 51 games. Has a 5-3 record with 6 saves and a 3.57 ERA. Next pitch misses outside, ball three. One strike, three balls to count to Shima. Arai on deck. Next pitch fouled off and away to the left side. Full count. The Shobu pitch, swung on a miss, strike three. Shima goes down swinging for the third time this evening. And the Carp go down in order here in the eighth inning. They've got one more chance at it as they trail this one by a score of 1-2. Welcome back to Tokyo Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're going to the bottom of the eighth inning. Tokyo Giants leading the Hiroshima Toyo Carp by a score of 2-1. Giants are sending up their cleanup batters, Kokubo, Abe, and Nishi, numbers 4, 5, and 6 in the order. Hiroshima is changing pitchers again. It is Nagakawa, I think. Yes, Nagakawa. 3-5, a 3.39 ERA on the season, in 47 appearances. Nagakawa's first offering to Kokubo, swung on and missed, strike one. The next offering in the dirt. Ball gets away from Kuda, who quickly recovers it and turns it in for a new one. Kokubo is 3-for-3 with the two RBIs. Only two runs for the Giants. Next pitch, a check swing, one bounder to the second baseman who throws up the line toward the home plate side to first. Kurihara this time manages to stay on the bag as Kokubo hustles up the line. The ball just kind of had a very short hop to Franco at second base, got away from him, and then in his panic, he threw very quickly to first, a little bit offline, pulling Kurihara a little off balance, but he managed to hold on to the ball for the out. Scored 4-3. First pitch to Abe, misses outside for ball one. Franco came up from the Hiroshima Carp Academy in the Dominican Republic. This is his first year with the Carp here in Japan. Next pitch misses low and away, ball two. Abe batting 315 on the season, 22 home runs, 64 RBIs. The third offering misses up high. Ball three, no strikes, three balls to count. Nagakawa into the windup, and the no three pitch swung on and grounded to first base. Abe has the green light on no balls, three strikes, but grounds the ball right to the first baseman, who takes the ball to the bag himself for out number two. I think that here on Pro Yaki Live, over a number of weeks, we have disproven the myth that Japanese ball players always take on no strikes, three balls. Abe becoming the latest one. To have the green light. And that brings up Nishi, second baseman for the Giants, who takes first pitch for curveball curving in there for strike one. Nishi has fouled out to right, drawn a base on balls, and struck out so far this evening. The second offering is in the dirt. One bounder blocked by Kuda and handed to the home plate umpire. Nishi is in his 10th year with the Giants. He participated at the Koshien Summer Tournament in 1997, 98, and 99. Next offering, swung on and lifted to left center. The center fielder was playing him a little bit more right, had to come over quite a bit to get to the ball, but made it there in time for out number three. Center fielder being Ogata. So the Giants go down quietly, 1-2-3 in the seventh and eighth. At the end of eight complete, the Giants continue to lead this one by a score of 2-1. Welcome back to Tokyo Dome. We're going to the top of the ninth inning. Hiroshima trailing 2-1. Leadoff batter Odai takes first pitch from Kubo, low and away, ball one. Second offering, misses outside, ball two. Odai sprays the ball to all fields. Currently the Central League home run king. Takes the next pitch, low and away, ball three. With 34 home runs, 71 RBIs. 317 average. Those 34 home runs, though, have been pretty evenly hit to all parts of the stadium. Odai, down by a run, takes no strikes, three balls. Against Kubo, Odai is 3-for-5, a 600 average with one home run and two strikeouts. Next pitch, called strike two. That brings the count full. And the Shobu pitch swung on and missed in the dirt. Kubo got the better of it eye there. Striking him out on a bad pitch. A fork ball in the dirt. Abe touched him out. And Adai returns to the first base dugout. Next up, left fielder Maeda, number 5 batter in the order. Maeda so far today has struck out, grounded to second, and flied out to right. Maeda checks his swing and fouls the ball off to the left side. Batting 313 on the season, 19 home runs, 62 RBIs. The second offering swung on and fouled off and out of play to the left side. Two quick strikes on Maeda by Kubo. Kubo so far this game has struck out three of the four batters he's faced. The next pitch misses outside, ball one. Maeda in his 16th year, all of them with Hiroshima. Next offering swung on and grounded to the right side. First baseman Eto has the ball, takes the ball to the bag himself. And we have two quick outs. Hiroshima is down to their last out, trailing by one. But coming up is Kurihara. Kurihara is responsible for the only other Hiroshima run this evening. A home run to the first row of seats in right field. Hiroshima needs something right now. Kubo finally is ready on the mound. The first offering, Mrs. Low and Away, ball one. Second pitch, swung on and missed, strike one. That evens the count at 1-1. The 1-1 pitch, swung on and lined to left field. Left fielder Shimizu comes over, makes the catch for out number three, and this ball game is over. Kurihara does not come through for the Carp here in the ninth inning, and the Giants take this one by a score of 2-1 for Hiroshima. Their one run came on Kurihara's solo home run to right in the second inning. For the Giants, Kudo led off the third inning with an infield single, really hustling up the line to make it happen. Shimizu doubled Kudo to third base. Two outs later, Kokubo plunked just a little blooper into shallow center field, scoring both Kudo and Shimizu, and that is the difference in this ball game. The Giants take it by a score of 2-1. A quick trip around the other games. The Yokohama Bay Stars defeated the Chunichi Dragons by a score of 1-0, shutting out the Dragons at Nagoya Dome. The Yakult Swallows, after 8 innings, lead the Hanshin Tigers by a score of 12-2. Hanshin down to their last at bat. And the Nipponham Fighters have added a run in the 8th inning and are still batting. Oga Sawada hit his 28th home run of the season, a solo shot to put Nipponham up 4-2 at Skymark Stadium in Kobe. And that's it around the leagues this evening. So I guess it's time for me to sign off. I'd like to thank you all for joining me, either live or on your iPods. So until next week, I'm Michael Westbase, signing off for Pro Yaki Live here at JapaneseBaseball.com. Take care.